We are the only municipally owned and operated food processing facility in Canada. We are a launch pad, really, for entrepreneurs who are looking to step up their production, their consumer packaged good production. Usually folks that are coming to us are coming out of a church basement or a community kitchen. And when they come here, they're able to up their game significantly. We offer a safe, clean space. Working together, we aim to get their production up to a more commercial level. And by working to get up to a commercial level, one shift might help them, instead of making 12 jars in a batch or 12 bags, they'll leave here having made 300. When the clients come to us, they come to us with a safe, proven process that they've made the product, they know what they're doing, and we're just working with them to sort of scale up that process. They provide their own packaging, they provide their own labeling. Really, we're just here as a resource for them to grow. If there's an element of their development or their growth where they need some support because they're working at a bigger capacity now, we will try and give them some suggestions of people they could reach out to. The way that we approach things here, it's about entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs. We run the OAFAC as entrepreneurs. A lot of us on the team have an entrepreneurial background, so we take that and we use that to help the clients that we're working with, and we encourage them to talk to each other. Folks that have similar products or similar packaging or just at similar stages of development, sometimes we'll help them network and develop their own little teams of support and mentors, peer mentorship. So each client that comes in, we ask them to bring in a sample of what they're trying to accomplish so we can understand if and how we can help them. And then for each shift, for every client in every production room, it's a unique setup. So we make sure we've got the right equipment set up for them. We've got staff that are capable to help them. And we have the paperwork that's required to make sure that if they get asked down the road by a health unit at an event, they can prove to the health unit that the product was made in a safe way. The team that we work with are all from the area, and they work shifts that run from 6:30 in the morning until 3:30 in the afternoon, and a second shift can start at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and go until midnight. So we only run two shifts here. Part of that is to make sure that we've got time to clean the space between users. The staff here are very focused on looking for ways to find process efficiency for our clients, because most of the time a client comes in, the owner of the food company doesn't have a background in food. Maybe they're a computer analyst or maybe they're a lawyer, and they're not used to working in this wheelhouse of consumer packaged goods. So our team is there to understand what the process is for the food they're trying to make and work with them to help find ways to be more efficient so that they can continue to scale up production. One of the neat things that we did years ago before COVID that we've recently started up again. It started out actually with Campbellford District High School. And then just this year we did Coburg Collegiate Institute. So a business class will have an opportunity to make a product from scratch. So they will make the product, design the label, pick the packaging, source the ingredients, process the product, and then sell the product. So it's a really amazing way that the OAFEC and the BECN work together to help the local youth really get a first time taste, if you forgive the pun, of real entrepreneurship, where they can see the entire spectrum of building a business, where they go from idea generation all the way to sales, tracking their marketing, and determining how successful they can be. We really just want our clients to be successful, and it's a really unique place to be because it truly is that simple.